Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
A glorious victory for the Bulldogs over those Texas Longhorns that have spent all that money on. There's no Lamborghinis, Carl. Well, not anymore. The Carson Beck left in Athens. The Texas Longhorns take it in the shorts on an amazing atmosphere at Athens at Sanford Stadium. It's time to talk to the first lady of the Georgia Bulldogs. It's Barbara Dooley. Carl, brought to you by Kroger. How you doing, Barbara?
Were you here? That's all I want to know. You here?
No, we Barbara. Saw it on TV.
Oh, no, Barbara.
It looked electric.
It was it truly was electric. You cannot go back and recapture that. It was out of this world. I've never heard the noise level like it was in that stadium. It was amazing. And Barbara, it was so electric, I almost cried at the end to see that poor Arch Manning. I'm serious. He broke my heart. No, I'm not joking. I got upset thinking that Arch Manning has been so awful compared to what everybody hyped him up to be. And there, his uncle, his daddy, all of them were in Athens watching him. And I just felt so sorry for him, but I was glad we beat the hell out of him.
She is cold-blooded, Barbara Dooley.
Well, a win is a win is a win,
it's
right?
A win. It's a win. Barbara, and you've lived this all your life, and that's the beauty of this. You can truly feel sorry in a situation like that because he is a good young man. There's no doubt. He comes from an incredible family. And, look, the kid's going to be okay. I've said this. You know, they've got to figure some things out. He's going to be fine. They've got to figure some things out with the coaching staff and getting some better offensive linemen. At the end of the day, though, Arch will be fine. But you're right. A win is a win. And that is what Georgia went out there to do. I think, Barbara, when we talk about the atmosphere and the response and what you're talking about, the vibe, it was a big game. Everybody knew it. Texas hadn't been there, I think, since the 50s or something of that nature,
right.
playing
right.
in Athens. And it just felt like, okay. And then the way the game went, right? And Mike and I have talked about this all week, and I want to get your opinion on it because I know Vince, he has to be smiling up in heaven. That damn onside kick, Barbara, I mean, the timing and the execution, what did you think?
Well, first of all, I went, is he crazy? I'm going, what did he just do? I mean, it was such a shocker. First of all, we didn't need it right then, but it was perfect because what it did, it broke their backs. That was like the straw that broke the backs. And I heard a lot of people talk about it. And a lot of things they characterized. But they are talking about Kirby like he is a big honcho. I mean, this guy has got him. He is walking around with him. Oh, my God.
Yep. As they say over in Europe, he's got the attachments, Barbara. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He's got them. But what he said, and he was so right, he said, if it hadn't worked, you would have thought I was a fool. And he was absolutely right. But it worked.
But that's coaching. No, they looked at the tape. They saw tendencies with Texas. They saw some of those guys were peeling back, you know, off that first line, so they knew they could get the kick. And I love the aggressiveness because he sensed they were getting some momentum going forward on fourth down. And I know he's busy dating your granddaughter, but Gunnar Stockton gets better and better each week. And he's one of the best players. I think he should be a Heisman finalist.
I think he might be. You know, every week his name gets higher and higher in the list. But it's just been such a phenomenal season, and to me, and I am certainly not an expert. I am, as Vince used to say, he could tell what the fans were thinking because of my brain. And it wasn't this perfect brain for football, but I've been watching football all my life. And I honestly believe that was Coach Kirby Smart's finest coaching game. I think it was Mike Bobo's finest offensive play mix.
Right.
And I think the defensive coach did enough. I think it was the perfect game for, I just hope to goodness it wasn't a culmination that's over, because they finally got it all together.
Right. Barbara, I'm glad you brought this up. It's Barbara Dooley here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by our friends at Kroger, talking about Georgia's win over Texas. They face Charlotte on Saturday. Then, of course, clean, old-fashioned hate. And it always means something. It feels like it's going to mean a little bit more this year with Georgia Tech, the kind of season they're having. But, Barbara, I want to get back to what you just said. If Kirby wins the national championship this year, this by far to me is going to be his best coaching job. The 21 team was loaded, right? And then they came back, and they were loaded. And it was almost like they were expected to win. Nobody expects them to win the national championship this year. And I'm sitting there Saturday night going, damn it, Kirby, if you take these guys and win another one, this is his best coaching job.
There's no question. And, what's so ironic about all of this, we started with, we don't have a quarterback. I don't know how we're going to win this year. And, you know, Feinbaum even said he needs to go back to North Georgia and sell insurance.
Right.
Nobody gave Gunnar the credit that Gunnar needed, but that's what's so great about, nobody thought Gunnar could do it, and everybody thought Arch could do it. And poor Arch has been under the gun from the day he put on the Texas uniform.
Yeah,
and
it's too much
Gunnar
pressure.
And Gunnar had no pressure. It was his to earn or lose. And
all right, Barbara.
I'm telling you, that kid is so damn tough. Did you see the blocks he made? I mean, when he wasn't throwing or running, he was blocking the fool out of people.
He does it all. I mean, and you said it. I've always, you know, Bobo, I think like Georgia fans, sometimes it's a love-hate, and sometimes it's too much on Bobo. He's been fantastic this year. Called it, great game plan. You know, when they do that fake, Carl, where they've got everybody thinking the entire Texas defense is going with the sweep, and he throws it.
Yeah.
That was the one to Humphreys. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect design. Now, let me ask you this, Barbara, because we know how important SEC champions were to Coach Dooley, but now in this college football playoff, do you want Georgia to have a week off, or actually an entire month off, or do you say, the heck with it, I want my boys playing in that SEC championship?
Well, I don't know. You know, championships are championships to me, and Kirby has won so many. He's breaking every record in the world, but I think the boys really don't want an SEC championship. They'd rather go for number one. I don't know. I have not talked to Kirby about this, so I don't know. But don't you think they'd like a month off?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
I think they would like a month off. You know, this is ridiculous, but championships now are ho-hum. It's kind of like the year we went to the Sugar Bowl 3 years in a row, and the third year everybody went, oh my gosh, we don't want to go back to the Sugar Bowl. And now, are you kidding? You want to kill to go back.
Right.
Because you didn't go back for so long. But, you know, this is ugly, and I probably have to go to confession after I say this. But that Texas coach, Sarkisian, that man has no emotions. He just stood there. It was like he was not watching a cartoon. He was not watching a football game. He was not watching a murder mystery. He did not change his expression. I mean, really?
Yeah. Well, Barbara, you know what? I think he felt like and knew he was defeated. I mean, here's the deal.
Yeah, but wait a minute. That was the beginning of the game. The man never moved.
Because I'm talking about after the fake punt, the expression was, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Right? After
that moment.
But you know what? Here's what Kirby has. It's Barbara Dooley joining us, guys. We love her. Brought to you by Kroger. Here's what Kirby has, and I think, you know, we have a guy. He comes on the show. His name's Connor Riley. Works for Dog Nation and covers a team.
Right.
And he came on, and he said, Barbara, this toughness thing is real. And I know Vince believed in it, too. You don't win national championships unless your team is tough. And I think people take that for granted now. With all these kids being so talented and good, there's something about just being tough. Tough-minded, right? And your kids, that crosses over. Kirby's got that. Texas, they ain't got that. We ain't got that. That's where we're missing. And that is the frustrating thing.
You want the check. You don't want the contact.
But that's what you're seeing with Sark. That's why there's no expression. If you get in these games and you know your team is tough, you're not worried about that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, you got a point. That's for darn sure. You got a point. But I think our team has proved this year, game after game, we are so damn mentally tough. We can do it.
Right. Right.
And I'm telling you, I love this team. It reminds me so much of the team in 1980. We won the national championship, and Herschel left us, and we thought, oh, we're going to be terrible next year. And we won another, we went 10-1 or something. Because those kids had it. They were mentally tough, physically tough, and they wanted it.
And they do, and that's the culture. There's certain schools that have that culture. Carl just talked about. Kirby's got it.
Yep.
Well, what do you?
Yeah.
All right. Thanksgiving's coming up. I know. I'm not sure. Do we get Barbara next week? Or are we off for Thanksgiving?
I think we are off.
So, are you? Please tell me you're not doing the cooking this time. Is somebody else doing the cooking for Thanksgiving?
Can I tell you? It's the first time in 65 years I'm not cooking. We are going to my son Daniel's house for Thanksgiving.
Nice. Well, you have a great time. That's awesome.
You
Barbara.
Too, and I'm going to eat double turkey and triple wine. I might get a bottle with a straw and just enjoy the afternoon.
Barbara Dooley, thank you.
Outstanding.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wonderful family. We love you, and we will talk soon, all right? Thank you again.
Love y'all. Take care. Go dogs.
Go dogs.
All right, guys. Lots of stuff there from Barbara Dooley. We got to shift gears and talk about the big picture with Stuart Mandel from The Athletic, and we're going to do that. His thoughts on the college football playoff rankings, his thoughts on Georgia as well. What is it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
you think, Mike, about Georgia Tech and where they currently
are?
Yeah,
Georgia Tech's strength of schedule is a big bugaboo. The whole ACC's got all these crazy scenarios. We'll pick his brain. Does he believe in Indiana to do it all? We're live at Zuka, guys, Smyrna Market Village. Look at this crowd, Carl. We got a great crowd over here. We got all our dudes.
Yes,
we got a good crowd over here having a good time.
Let's go. Let's go.
Nice, man. Pizza, pasta, and ice cold Miller Lite. We got tchotchkes and goodies more till 6, so join the party here at Smyrna.
And thanks to the owner of this wonderful place hanging out with us as well. We appreciate him hanging out with us. All right, we're coming back. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.